electric radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? And later on, switch on the TV. They give me the news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they fabricate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Rick Adams is on.
Okay, I'm on. Hello, everybody. Good evening. Welcome to the program. I'm going to have a special guest that we announced. That's Jen Dixon, and she'll be with us in just a little bit of time here, a few minutes. But first, I have an urgent call from Bob Schultz of We the People. And just for a few minutes here, I want Bob to come on the program and talk to us about a deadline that's coming up, I guess, tomorrow for the CC, the CONCON. No, that's not the Constitutional Convention. That's the Continental Congress, I think. Hello, Bob.
Hello, Rick. Yes, you're absolutely right. Continental Congress, not a Constitutional Convention. They're two separate things.
I guess they're sort of polar opposites, huh?
Yes, they are. What the Constitutional Convention concerns itself with amending the Constitution. The Continental Congress coming up next month intends to defend. I mean, it's there to defend the Constitution, not to amend it. And you're right. Tomorrow is a deadline for voting on every state. Now there are nominees for the position of delegate. People running for that position. And tomorrow, all mail-in ballots have to be postmarked by tomorrow. And also tomorrow, around the country, there are about 100 walk-in voting centers that have been established. And so people can either walk in if there's a voting center near them or mail their ballots in. And all that information is on the website. I'll go through this very quickly.
Sure.
People can go to givemeliberty.org, givemeliberty.org. And then they'll find a list of their of the states there, hyperlinked, and they can click on their state. And immediately they'll be shown who the nominees are. And there's a link under everyone's picture where people can click on and find out the background information, the biographical information, and a personal statement from each candidate as to why they want to be a delegate at the Continental Congress. And also on that page are links, two links, one which will provide all the information about the walk-in voting centers, where they're located, and also a link for the ballots themselves to be mailed in along with the registration form. So all that information is just a click or two away at givemeliberty.org.
Right.
And tomorrow is the deadline.
Very good. Very good. I'm glad that you were able to draw attention to all of this going on right under our noses. And, of course, October 15th, we know what day that is. And we had Karen on last night, who, of course, is working alongside you to accomplish that goal as well of drawing attention to the plight of our country and what has happened to it. So I thank you for your efforts, and I want to be able to spend more time with you. Maybe next week if you have some time or whenever. We'll spend an hour or so on the program, all right?
Look forward to it. Thank you, Rick. Very good.
Thank you. Very good. Short and sweet. Thank you again, Bob Schultz.
Good to be with you. Thank you, Rick.
You bet. All right. Hey, right in time for the break. We'll come back, and we have our guest calling in. The Holy Land Unveiled, Jennifer Dixon. We'll talk with her.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't feel like the Lone Ranger. You've got the Radio Avenger on your side.
Hey, Rick Adams is on. Hey, turn your horse radio on. Rick Adams is on. Ouch.
Yes, indeed. Here we are on this program tonight that we all welcome you to join us and participate in, and we have on the phone line with me now, we have author Jennifer Dixon, who has authored this nice book. It's very brief and to the point, and it's entitled The Holy Land Unveiled, also the website by the same title, .com. And good evening, Jennifer.
Hi, Rick. Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
As best as can be expected under the circumstances.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Pleasure to meet you on the phone lines here, and thank you for the book. And also, by the way, I hope you received my materials by now.
I did, and I had a chance to watch the movie last night.
Oh, good.
And I've read some of Dr. K's book, too.
Good.
So the education continues. You know, you start with one thing, and you keep branching out and finding all sorts of new information.
Right.
So it's interesting. Sad, but interesting.
Yes.
Definitely.
Now, you, of course, described as an author and someone who is a former activist. You live in the area of Washington, the metropolitan mm-hmm. area, and you just came back again from Palestine, I guess. Is that right?
Right. I was there this spring. I've actually been there a couple of times, so I've had the opportunity to see it get worse and worse.
You were there, in about 1990 first to,
yeah,
to see the beginning of the Intifada?
And that was the, during the Intifada, the first one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what struck me was just the sad, sad condition of the Palestinians. But I didn't really understand it politically.
Mm-hmm.
So I did go back in 2005, and the reason I call myself a former activist is because I had worked for groups who were very liberal-leaning, and they always seemed to circumvent this issue. They mm-hmm. would never really talk about it. So I figured, you know, I'm going to go check this out again. So I did take it upon myself, and I went out there, and this was right sort of towards the end of the second Intifada, and it was that's when I wrote the book you have. And I just saw the devastation of the place. And I also, I talked to government officials this time. I did it more professionally, if you will. And I put the book together.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went back. I again worked with a group, that a small internet publication, this spring. And I had even more of a chance to really be there and talk to the people and see it. And I traveled on the West Bank a lot.
Oh, yes.
And
yes.
What I feared a couple of years ago, I saw had already happened by the time I'd gotten back.
Mm-hmm.
And that was that, I mean, it's just, it's under lockdown. I just don't know how to explain the West Bank. I mean, they talk about settlements. I mean, every place you go, you know, there is a military installation, there are checkpoints, there are mm-hmm. jeeps driving back and forth. They have the surveillance towers in every settlement and these watchtowers in every town, every refugee camp. I mean, Palestinians live in a bunch of little prisons inside of a big prison.
And this has been going on for quite some time now.
Well, it's been getting worse and worse, and they're tightening the noose.
Mm-hmm.
It just is more and more apparent, you know, when you go and you go deeper into the West Bank, just how awful it is. When you're in Jerusalem and you can kind of think you're in a tourist location,
mm-hmm.
even though, of course, there's Israeli police on every corner, they're everywhere. You never get away from that sense of being in. It's not a police state because they're not police. They're military. And
mm-hmm.
they're heavily armed. They're going around with Uzis and in heavy fatigues. And they're driving, I was describing this to a friend of mine today, drive around and, you know, you think of a military jeep as an open vehicle.
Yeah.
They have these jeeps and they have, they're like in a cage, this heavy metal cage.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the sense. I mean, these surveillance towers, you can't see them, but they can see you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's everywhere.
Your book, you sort of, your book is very readable, very easy to read, very short to the point.
Mm-hmm.
People can, we'll tell them how they can reach it later. But in the book, you spell it out by saying that people have been led to believe in this country that it's an issue of Israel versus Palestinians, and then
mm-hmm.
Palestinians versus Israelis, and that in fact is a major obfuscation of the real issue of what's going on and who is doing what to whom.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'll tell you a story of my first day there.
All right, go ahead.
And then I'll back into some facts. But I got there the first day, and I was waiting for the flatmates to show up, and they did after a couple of hours, walked in the door looking very long-faced and quiet and didn't want to talk. And then they turned and said, excuse us, but we're really sorry about a friend of ours just got killed today. So this was at this demonstration, a nonviolent demonstration. These are kids in their 20s, you know, young, idealistic, a little foolish, and this young boy who had been shot was a Palestinian, the natural leader of the village, and they were staging a nonviolent demonstration because the Israelis were continuing every day to steal land, and this village falls in the track of the wall. So he was actually going up to a soldier and saying, please, please put away the guns. There are children and old people here. So he was shot. I mean, directly in the chest.
Mm-hmm.
This is murder.
Well, and it's not...
Basically.
It's not unusual either.
And it's not unusual.
Right. That's right.
If you go into the Israeli statistics, they will acknowledge that there are seven times as many Palestinians dying in this so-called conflict as Israelis. But they won't count the Palestinian militants
mm-hmm.
in the dead. They just erase them. So it's closer to 10 times as many.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one part of the story. I mean, the violence against the Palestinians is enormous. I mean, the Israelis really commit 99% of the violence because the Palestinians don't steal land. They don't steal water. They don't blow up homes. They don't pull olive trees out of the ground en masse. I think it's 1.2 million olive trees have been pulled out of the ground to make room just for the wall. I mean, they're more than that.
This is the wall of separation.
Well, you know, I learned an interesting thing about the so-called separation wall. What it actually does is it snakes around inside the West Bank, and what mm-hmm. they're doing with it is
yeah.
they're surrounding Palestinian towns and villages
yes.
and refugee camps and creating little prisons for these people.
Exactly.
So it's really to separate Palestinians from Palestinians. Not from Israelis.
Well, I think it's both.
Well, it's both, but not really. I mean,
let's face it. The Palestinians don't exist as far as they're concerned. They're nothing but grasshoppers, as one former prime minister once mm-hmm. described them. We need to step on them and kill them. But the fact is that you're trying to make a distinction here, showing that it is much better to divide and occupy
Mm-hmm.
the Palestinians, and then to divide them amongst themselves and separate them. So families are separated. Families are torn apart. And we in America talk about being pro-family. We talk about being pro-moral and trying to save life. And we're in Iraq supposedly to liberate people, to bring life and decency and democracy. And yet here we are supporting and nurturing and continuing to back this horrible illegal ethnic cleansing and this occupation that is in defiance of world opinion, like we were told about Iran. Isn't this amazing?
It's amazing, and it keeps going on. It is an interesting thing about the family. As a matter of fact, if you live in Jerusalem, you cannot marry someone on the West Bank, and if you
right.
do, you cannot live with them.
Mm-hmm.
So they have these weekend marriages.
Yeah.
And if you are a Jerusalemite and you are found with somebody from the West Bank in your car, they can fine you for 2,000 shekels, or $2,000 rather. For a Palestinian, that's a fortune. These people mm-hmm. are living on $4 a day.
Mm-hmm.
The Israelis have just gone in and destroyed their economy. They actually destroyed one, for the Palestinians, a very small economy to begin with. They destroyed one GDP's worth in a year during the Intifada. So they just mowed through the place. And again, as I'm saying, they're trapping them. They have taken all their water. They've taken 78% of the water of Jerusalem.
Mm-hmm.
And 85% of the water on the West Bank for Israeli settlements or Israel proper.
Mm-hmm.
So what,
that's
I mean...
absolutely true.
What has occurred to me as I came back here and thought about this, I mean, they've taken the water. They won't let them work in Israel. They've reduced the arable farmland on the West Bank, which is mostly desert anyway to begin with. But they've reduced it from 28 to 3%. What are these people supposed to do? I mean, they check their bags of rice going in and out of these little prisons, make sure they don't have bombs in them. I mean, this is a, you know, six-year-old kid.
Oh, yeah. Well, they're terrorists, you know.
All right,
we've got to take a break, and we'll be right back in 3 minutes with more of our guest, Jennifer Dixon, who's authored the book, The Holy Land Unveiled. We will return, and we'll continue with this discussion and we'll take some calls along the way. Rick Adams, Uncensored.
If you have more than $25,000 in debt and are facing foreclosure, we can stop the foreclosure in one day and get you out of debt in 90 days without making a single payment. Did you know that debt settlement is illegal in at least 7 states and that if you hire an attorney to help you get out of debt, you'll pay 7 to 10 times more than legally necessary? The system is rigged. These guys get kickbacks from your creditors while charging you upfront to get into nothing more than just another payment plan. Look, this isn't brain surgery. You just need the right information and the right help and answers to your questions. No clients of zero debt in 90 days have had to negotiate with creditors or go to court. Our proven system stops collection calls in 1 minute. Since 1993, we have helped over 80,000 people get out of debt without making a single payment to creditors. Get the right information today and get out of debt in just 90 days. Ask about our $25,000 guarantee and your free copy of 7 Secrets to Debt Freedom when you call 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256 or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com today.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Special Roast Hemp Coffee from HempUSA.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from HempUSA.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at HempUSA.org today.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Okay, we're back now with Jennifer. And Jennifer, I know you're giving us quite a thumbnail sketch here of what you've seen in rather brief terms, but when you went there, how long did you actually stay the first time and then most recently in 05?
The first time I was there actually just 2 weeks. And mm-hmm. It was actually part of a tour that was partially religious and then partially political.
Mm-hmm.
The second time I was there a month, and then this time I was there over 2 months in 2009.
Boy. That's quite a bit of time to spend in that that environment. When
yeah.
you went, were you under the tight supervision of the Israeli authorities?
Well, it is a long time, and it gets to you after a while.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everywhere you try to go on the West Bank, I mean, to go back and forth between Israel proper and the West Bank, you have to go through a checkpoint.
Right.
And it's a big... Well, you know, talk about being cattle. I mean, it's a switchback that you walk through.
Mm-hmm.
Each of these is lined with iron bars.
Yes.
Before you get to the final checkpoint. And that is a turnstile, which is a cage, really. And I mean, it's not a single bar, but a series of horizontal bars that you're kind of trapped in as you go around. and you're in this press of people,
mm-hmm.
and you're forced to go through this, and it takes hours. And when you get out, it's you never know how they're going to react. They could be pleasant or just abrupt. And, you know, where's the passport and where's the visa and take off your glasses? Or they could just be, or they could just ignore you. But they're always there. And everywhere, I mean, you cannot travel any distance without either going through a checkpoint, going, you know, by a military installation. It's ever present.
Were you also, all of your party, were you subjected to any kind of constant searches, body searches and so forth?
I did not go through that. I do know that one of the people that lived in the flat did go. He was a young guy, and they are very aggressive with young males between the ages of 20 and 40. And he was strip searched and held for hours. I was questioned at length when I came in, both this time and in 2005. And in 2005, I came in through the Allenby Bridge, and that's on the Jordan side. And they just put the fear of God into me. I was sweating bullets. I really was. They pulled me off from the group and isolated me and started to grill me. And I just kept saying the same thing, and who are you going to see? And, you know, I just somehow came up the right stuff and got in. And
same
thing this time, but they did the same thing. They held me aside, and what are you doing? And I just told them I wanted to travel and see. I loved, you know, historical things, which is true.
but you say, that's partly true. You say that the first time you went during the uprising, the Intifada, things were obviously bad then, and that was the reason for this uprising in the ghetto, so to speak, in Palestinian ghetto. But you say that when you went back in 05, it was much worse. How much worse could it have gotten?
It's worse in the sense that they're building the Israelis. Before, it was a presence. Now they've built this wall, and they're encircling all these villages and refugee camps so that you can't go anywhere. For instance, I went to this refugee camp, and, I mean, you just see the way people live. I stayed with a family, and they were just the nicest people. They really are gracious. I mean, it's a
the hospitality.
Culture. The hospitality, and, I mean, they had nothing. Five kids. I lived in two rooms that were, it was like a garage. Cement wall, cement floor, no heat, no opening windows, no nothing. No, it's just nothing. But they invited me to lunch. We ate on the floor because they didn't have furniture, so I spread the oilcloth. Tablecloth, and we had a lovely lunch sitting on the floor, and they slept on pallets, on these little thin pallets on cement. And the little girls wanted me to stay. You know, I was like their big sister. And I just, you know, I told the parents, I just can't. You know, I travel the world with memory foam. I can't live like this, you know.
Right.
And I didn't want to hurt their feelings. Because I know, I mean, they have this, I mean, the way the world has treated these people, this sense of being rejected by the whole planet. But so when you go out of this horrible refugee camp that is just a stack of these cement shacks, I mean, there are no stores, there's no grass, there's no nothing. You associate with life, and you get to the bottom of it, you're looking at one of these surveillance towers. And the Israeli soldiers, of course, are standing there with the guns pointed at you. So the whole, they're building up this infrastructure of prisons, in effect. And that's much more evident than it was even in 2005. And it wasn't there at all in 1990. And the other thing is the poverty. It's just a Ramallah, they're starting to build up, and they have, for instance, they've got a Grand Park Hotel. Which is crazy because there's no
Hang
water
on now.
For
We've
it.
We've got a
okay.
quick break. You can hear the music, and that means it's time for a commercial break. We'll be back with you, Jennifer Dixon, and our program tonight with our guest. We welcome your participation. I'm Rick Adams, the Radio Avenger, right here on RepublicBroadcasting.org.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Attention, ladies. Dr. Arthur Perry is inviting you to participate in a nationwide giveaway of his Miracle Cream Night Skin. If you want smooth, firm skin with healthy collagen and elastin, you are eligible for a free 10-day supply of Night Skin, the skincare formula with proven results. Night Skin works while you sleep to even skin tones on your face and neck, exfoliate, and also reduce the appearance of fine lines. This one amazing cream does the work of four expensive products. If you want firmer, beautiful skin and you're new to Dr. Perry's Night Skin, you're eligible to have a free 10-day supply rushed to your door. Here's how.
For your free 10-day supply of Night Skin, call 1-800-362-5848. You only pay shipping and handling. Call right now and ask for your free supply of Night Skin. Call 1-800-362-5848 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Is credit card debt stressing you out? If you're serious about regaining control of your finances, Big Solutions, the country's leading nonprofit debt management and consumer credit counseling service, can get you back on track. Whether you're behind with your payments or just frustrated with balances that never seem to go down, BSI can help you. Creditors have given Big Solutions very special repayment arrangements to help you get out of debt. These include lowering interest rates by 50% or more, bringing past due accounts current, and stopping harassing collections calls. BSI's team of certified financial counselors can consolidate all your credit card bills into one low monthly payment.
I chose BSI because they never asked for high fees I couldn't afford, and my creditors told me that Big Solutions had a great reputation.
Call the debt specialist at Big Solutions right now at 1-800-497-7722 to receive more information. BSI works with your lenders, but more importantly, Big Solutions works for you. Take control of your finances. Call 1-800-497-7722.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding, creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years. The sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
Yes, here we are now, back again with Jennifer Dixon, and we're talking obviously about Palestine, and there's so much to say, and obviously try to abbreviate it into a program like this. And yet, you know, the subject and what you see and what you feel is just so amazing that here we are in the 21st century now. And we have this, really, for lack of a better word, Holocaust, this ethnic cleansing, this real barbarism, state-sponsored occupation and terror going on. But it's not only going on, but it's being acquiesced to, as you said, by the world. The so-called world community, mm-hmm. the so-called civility of nations that, you know, we're constantly reminded of, you know, the body of law and the world community, which goes to show you how bankrupt the world community mm-hmm. actually is. And yet, at the same time, Jennifer, we not only are seeing the world acquiesce to it, but here we have the United States as the prime sponsor of all of this suffering and misery. Since 1948, I might add, mm-hmm. Under Truman, who later regretted much of what he had done. And this is a continuing occupation, a continuing slow burn of ethnic cleansing. And, in fact, the United States taxpayers are on the hook for tens of billions of dollars. The machinery, the weapons of destruction. Americans themselves are being killed, like Rachel Corrie, other peace activists. And, of course, we think of the USS Liberty ship. We think of those that have died serving the cause of this little mini-state. And yet, it continues to go on, and the American public may be, shall we say, induced to think, oh, well, Israel is defending itself. It's those Palestinian leaders, those terrible men like Arafat and all of those other terrorists, you know, that attacked poor little innocent Israel. But that's the impression that they receive. And that's
course.
One of the reasons it goes on and on and on.
And on
it?
And on and on. Poor little innocent Israel
gets,
they receive more money in foreign aid from the United States than the entire continent of Africa or the Caribbean and Central America combined. Those three combined, they get more money. You know, we can't really calculate it. I mean, I've heard $10 billion, $30 billion annually. But if you look at our budget, our military budget, which is it is now $700 billion annually. How much is that? Of that is just for these perpetual wars in the Middle East? I saw something that was really fascinating. I went to a school, and it was a little evangelical school of hope. And it caught my eye because of the title, evangelical.
Now, where was this?
This was in Ramallah.
Okay.
The Christian school. All their students are Muslim. So they work together beautifully. They keep trying to push this Christian-Muslim war, which is a total Zionist concoction. Because it doesn't exist. I mean, they work together and they live together.
Right.
But what I saw in this school, at the end of my conversation with the principal and one of the teachers there, they were telling me partially about this assault that the IDF had launched on the school. I don't know, it was 2002. I'm vague about the year at this point, but recently. And they went through the place and destroyed the offices and wounded some of the teachers. It was just, you know, typical. They did this to lots of schools. But what they did at the end of their little visit is there was one of those pull-down maps that schools have of the Middle East. And on the map, over the country of Egypt and the country of Saudi Arabia, the Israeli soldiers had written the word Israel, both in English and in Arabic.
Yeah.
So I don't, you know if that means they already control them or they intend to. Or they intend to finish their occupation of those places, too. Israel's a big project. It's not just the Palestinian area.
But, you know, don't you remember the days? Don't you remember the days before the Intifada when if a Palestinian ever raised a flag, a Palestinian flag, or drew a poster or wrote on a wall, that was a criminal offense?
And still is.
Yeah, but, you know, now it's a little bit more palatable, we're told. We're told that they can even say the word Palestine. It was not even allowed for Palestinians to use the word Palestine without being harassed, beaten, even killed. And here in America, as you know, many writers, many newspaper writers, people like Georgiane Geyer, I'm sure you've heard of, you remember after the 67 war, she was one of the first to criticize Israel. They wouldn't even publish her columns.
Exactly. But you know
Chicago
what?
Papers.
Yeah, but what I see happening is that this is all part of a ruse. Because, I mean, the Israelis have not only, if you look at the whole Palestinian mandate from the original Palestinian mandate, the nation that we call Israel occupies 80% of that as Israel. But it also occupies the 20% that's supposed to be Palestine.
Right.
And they control some half of that land already. So what the so-called Palestinian state is nothing.
Well, isn't
I mean,
that
they
what
don't
they
have
mean?
Borders. They can't control their airspace.
Yeah.
They don't have water.
No,
it's
water
a joke.
Supply, none of that. But isn't that what the Israelis mean when they say we believe in give and take? We give and we take?
You give, we take.
Yes. Well, you know, this is where the confusion comes in, because I can just hear now all of those geniuses out there, those brilliant people, and, you know, you see them all the time in the media, these mm-hmm. average Joes who are the so-called right wing in America today. These are the, you know, chest-beating, breast-thumping patriots who are telling us that, well, you see, Israel gave back all of this territory. And what did the Palestinians do? They attacked Israel. They used the land to launch missile strikes and to engage in terror attacks and drive-by shootings and all sorts of terrible things and suicide bombers. What do you expect those poor Israeli people to do? And that's the response you will
exactly.
get.
Exactly. Well, because that's the way the story's told here. But
exactly.
the Israelis started yeah. the Intifada.
The lies, yes.
Themselves. And they have killed 10 times as many people. They killed 80 Palestinian children before one Israeli child lost his life. And then they will turn around and tell Americans they're the victims. And they started it. I mean, this thing about, and it's getting worse. It's actually getting worse. This thing about Hamas and the rockets is the biggest joke. I mean, this is what happened before the attack on Gaza. And this is information that I got from the BBC, so I didn't get this from Hamas or any of those wild, crazy...
But don't you know the BBC and Reuters and all the rest of them are all part of an anti-Jewish conspiracy?
Oh, God, that's
well, that's what
pathetic.
That's what they'll tell you.
I know,
I
know,
they
will. You
can read it in their papers every day.
Yeah, but it's... You know, I'm saying it because, I mean, it's, you have to look for the information that I
sure.
got. But the information that I got was that Hamas had killed, with their rockets, their thousands of rockets in the 8 years.
And what kind of rockets are they? We should tell people, by the way, these are not,
They're homemade little things that, they didn't even do any damage. They killed, in 8 years, they killed 16 people.
Yeah. Right, right.
And in those same
meanwhile,
years,
the bombers that are supplied by the United States and the bombs and the missiles are huge missiles. We're talking, you know, impact thousands of pounds per
exactly.
missile.
Exactly.
And they're leveling buildings, they're leveling cars, they're just totally wreaking destruction and bloodshed all over the ground.
Yeah, but even before they did that, in those 8 years, the Israelis killed 1,500 Gazans.
Right. We
that was
even
before
about
they
that.
Went and killed another 1,500 during this mass bombing that the world saw.
Mm-hmm.
So again, 90% of the information is totally hidden. And yes, of course they're using, they assassinate people with missiles.
Yes.
I mean,
remember
the
leader there, the religious leader, the sheikh that they killed, who was in a wheelchair,
right,
by the way.
Right, yeah.
And they accused him of murdering and engineering the deaths of I don't know how many Israelis, you know. And, of course, they used missile strikes from the sky to blow him to pieces. Literally, an old man in a wheelchair.
Old man in a wheelchair. They have, the Israelis have killed in what they call targeted killings. They don't even call them assassinations. I mean, talk about thinking of people as animals. In this intifada, in the last 8 years, they have killed 873 people in targeted assassinations.
That we know of.
That we know of.
That we know of, because I believe the figures are even much higher than
it's
that.
It's probably worse, but, you know, this is what can be, you know, what information can be gathered by Palestinian information sources, and they shut down the Palestinians' attempts to have journalists all the time. They kill
the
journalists. They blow up the radio station. They shut them down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's impossible to gather facts if you can't have any kind of functioning
form
of press. But, yeah, I mean, but that's what we know. They've killed that many people. And this is just killing people. These are leaders and individuals that happen to be gathered at the site.
And when you say leaders,
killing a guy in a car with a missile. I mean, but this is happening.
By the way, when you say leaders, Jennifer, you know, a lot of people say, well, talking military plotters. Mm-hmm. No. A lot of these people were strictly politicians or political leaders, religious leaders, not any terrorist leaders of any kind.
Well, even the word, that's true. I mean, anybody who has any, tries to organize themselves politically, because
exactly.
they're not allowed to.
No, I know.
They're not allowed to do that. But if they try to and just become community leaders, they are assassinated.
Mm-hmm.
So, but even when they say, well, they're terrorist leaders, the Palestinians don't have an army. And they're confronted with the world's third or fourth largest military.
Well, they have no state.
They have no
state.
Nothing.
How can they have an army if they have no state, no recognition, no national flag, no boundaries declared? Neither does Israel, by the way, right?
And, exactly.
Israel doesn't declare boundaries.
It doesn't declare boundaries so it can grow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, the whole word terrorist is, again, part of the propaganda, the primary propaganda. So it's, you know, that's part of it. But to me, what's really a larger part of the story is how these people are preyed on every day of their lives. How a child can't get a brace for its leg. Or they'll let, and this is a story of a family, you know, they let this little boy and his father in once, and he has an inverted foot. This isn't brain surgery, it just takes a brace. You know, it's a very low-cost kind of thing. They got this, medical treatment started, and then they would never let them back across the border.
Mm-hmm.
Or another little girl I ran into, a little girl, she's 20 years old maybe, with her little baby about 3 or 4 months. Well, she's married to an American. She's trying to get out. Don't the Israelis want to get rid of the Palestinians? Isn't that what they say? They're all terrorists?
Mm-hmm.
So she's been trying for a year to get out, and the Americans or the Israelis, whichever, the both together, will not let her out of the country.
Mm-hmm.
She's a married to an American. What, I mean, she's got a baby. She's a little girl, weighs 100 pounds. I mean, it's cruelty for the sake of it.
Yeah, it is. It's deliberate. It's barbarism. I mean, it's sadistic. It really is sadistic.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what we've come to see as the national character. But, you see, the fact of the matter is, as you've seen, all of the opposition, all of those, even within Israel, who have protested and exposed all of this, have been shunted aside and either called self-hating Jews or anti-Shemites or whatever words they want to use. And this is what works, because the whole world basically is under that club.
Mm-hmm.
Whether you want to call it the Holocaust theology or whatever, doesn't matter.
Right.
The implication is that we are above and beyond. The premise is that we are special and nobody can equal us. We come right from the Talmud. The book of the Talmud tells us that.
Yeah, and that they're not, I mean, and they say they're not subject to the same laws as other people. And
no,
they've got
right.
other people thinking it. That's what is amazing. People go, oh, well, yeah, I guess that's why people don't talk about it.
Right.
And they don't want to
acknowledge
it.
And the media will make sure they don't hear about it, because programs like this are simply not allowed on the major networks.
Completely. I mean,
they're not permitted to exist. So much for openness, democracy, and the First Amendment, huh?
Well, there's none of that.
Right.
Not even a little, but.
Exactly, Jen. You know, you really are quite a brave person to do this, actually, to put, I mean, let's face it, when you go there, I don't care what your attitude is, how peaceful you are, you know you're putting your life on the line.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
you
yeah.
really are. And I'm saying, you know, really take somebody of deep conviction, I guess, to be able to do what you did. And I'm wondering how it all really started for you. You don't have to get into all of the past activism and so forth, but what possessed you to do this, to lead you to go with others first time around, and to go right there to the heart of this battleground right there in the West Bank?
Right.
How'd you get the courage?
Maybe I'm just crazy.
The first time
was really, I didn't feel, I mean, I was part of a tour, and there are Holy Land tours. So I didn't know what to expect. And I felt protected because I was part of a group. It was a church group. I didn't, you know, I didn't feel exposed. But I do remember being in Bethlehem at Christmas with the Israeli tanks there and seeing this in Nativity at the front of the Church of the Nativity, and it was just ghoulish. And we couldn't go outside the hotel that night. I mean, we were told to stay inside.
Yeah.
But so that was Christmas in the Holy Land. The second time, it was somewhat neutral because I talked, you know, I was in Ramallah and Jerusalem, and I didn't travel very far into the West Bank, and I talked to government officials. So even though you get information, it's kind of sanitized. But I have to say, this time, there was none of that. It was just in my face all the time. And it was very different. When I come back, I'm exhausted. I'm just drained.
Emotionally, yeah.
Emotionally, completely
spiritually,
like that.
Sure.
Yeah, spiritually.
Okay,
just,
break here.
Okay.
Jennifer Dixon, you stay where you are. Jennifer Dixon, www.theholylandunveiled.com, and the book by the same title, Rick Adams, Uncensored. We'll take some calls, too, from our listeners. You join us right here on republicbroadcasting.org.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkeley filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Utopia Silver believes it is your God-given and constitutionally protected right to make your own health care decisions however you choose. You have a right to truthful information about natural alternatives for healing and preventing illness. We don't sell drugs or tell you just to ask your doctor about expensive medications that only manage disease symptoms and have side effects that lead to still more medications in an endless spiral. Instead, we provide you with honest information and quality products so you don't have to depend on drugs. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, but we also make and distribute some of the best colloidal silver, colloidal gold, and other top-notch supplements available anywhere. Take charge of your health and support our health freedom battles by visiting us at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIASILVER.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338. This is Ben Taylor, and you will be appreciated in Utopia.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
We're back now with Jennifer Dixon, and our number is 800-313-9443. The call-in number, 800-313-9443. You know, Jennifer, we heard a lot about what also took place as you remember, just around the time of 2001, we had that big conference in Durban, the big conference on racism and Zionism.
Mm-hmm.
And just when things were beginning to heat up for Israel, and just when it looked like there was finally going to be some action, all of a sudden America was struck, allegedly by Muslims, Islamic extremists, in the Twin Towers, and the rest of the debacle that hit America on September 11, 2001. And then we saw what happened. The elevation, of course, had already taken place. The incarnation, whatever you want to call it, I call it the coronation of George Bush. The same time, Ariel Sharon, the butcher of Beirut, was in power. And you remember, he said, give me 100 days and I'll clean up the carnage. I will destroy them all.
God.
Take care of it. You remember, those were his words.
Yeah. You know, I wonder what they're trying to do. I think they're afraid to do that.
Well, they can't get away with it.
But they're going to try. I mean, I think they're setting these people up so they can use them as a hostage population. So that they can use this as a bargaining chip. Now, Barack Obama started out saying no settlements. Now it's he's urging restraint. Now, meanwhile, so what was the deal? I think the deal, the orders that Netanyahu delivered were either blow up Iran or we're going to take the West Bank and we're going to finish the job. So I think he just backed off, said, okay, we can't bomb Iran, so I guess you got the West Bank. And they're still playing this phony two-state solution game to the people, you know, out here in the world. But, timing is always set up to, I mean, we're just being set up time and again.
Yeah, it's crisis creation, crisis utilization, but, you know, we go from one to another. And then just, for instance, when a so-called peace deal was struck, always a suicide bombing, always some Israeli casualties just at that moment. And it was always a Palestinian who was a ruthless terrorist, and that was it. That was off. No more.
Right.
No more deal.
And no other information about the truth. Well, you asked, you know, what was my reason for going out there? It was just and putting this information together and trying to tell people. It's just that we have been lied to so much. It's the biggest lie in the 20th century. Well, maybe it's the second. Incredible how these people are just being abused and how Americans are just being played for fools.
Well, but now you see what's happening is the same powers that be that control the world finance and the world financial empire are now exacting their toll on Americans.
Oh, yeah.
Now Americans are going to begin to learn what it is like to live or exist as a Palestinian under occupation. Because we are under occupation here.
But it's so far it's benign and it's hidden.
We don't see it.
But, you know, and this is a huge country where Palestine is a nice little small place to practice.
Yep, absolutely. Good points. Well, come right back. We got callers that would like to speak with us, and we'll do that when we come back in hour number two with our guest, Jennifer Dixon, Rick Adams, Uncensored, only here at RepublicBroadcasting.org. Support Republic Broadcasting.
With recent internet.